Next Saturday, July the 20th, a race to celebrate what would have been Nelson Mandela's 101st birthday on July 18th will take place in Havana. The starting line will be set in front of Museo de la Revolución, and the track will cover 3.5 kilometers with a turning point at the memorial to the USS Maine in the famous Malecón, and then 3.5 kilometers more returning to the museum. The race starts for walkers at 7 a.m. and for the runners half an hour later. Every competitor who finishes the race will earn a spot in the next Maravana Marathon, the biggest marathon competition in Cuba, next November the 10th. In press conference given by South Africa ambassador to Cuba, Thaninga Shoup-Lini, in the headquarters of the Cuban Institute of Sports, Physical Education and Recreation, INDER, she praised the importance of this event for the South African people since it does not pay tribute only to Mandela, but also to his personal friend Fidel Castro. Olympic champion Julio César Lacruz commented to the press this Wednesday that the Cuban boxing team is training hard and with a lot of discipline to maintain in Cuba's reign in Pan American boxing. Lacruz said, "They are a team, but they are also a family." When inquired about his personal aspirations for the competition, he declared he's going for the gold medal and that he enjoys an optimal physical condition and training form, which would help him to advance to the finals. The rest of the team is formed by first-class boxers flyweight Josvany Beitia, lightweight Lázaro Álvarez, light welterweight Andy Cruz, welterweight Roniel Iglesias, middleweight Arlen López, and cruiserweight Erlislandy Sabón. Next August the 10th will mark the beginning of the last Cuban National Baseball Series in its current competitive format, revealed Josvany Aragón, national director of the sport. Aragón said the competition will go back to a format similar to the ones it had about 40 or 50 years ago, with a season played by all 16 teams in a total of 75 games per team. The six best teams qualified will be in the second round of the series, and the best four will qualify for the playoffs. After a postseason is covered, those six teams will take on each other in an elite tournament that will possibly be called Winter League, but its name is still to be selected. These are great news for Cuban baseball since this new tournament may improve the quality of our players since they could have more games to keep themselves in shape for possible international events. This was Abel Vasquez in the sports for Radio Havana, Cuba.